Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've recently discussed on this program the effect on our retirement plans of the new Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, also known as the SECURE Act. That discussion was centered on the law's implications for individuals. Today, we've asked one of our resident financial experts to help us understand how employers will be affected. Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina. We have him on the phone. Roy, welcome back.
Thank you again for having me on.
So give us an overview here of what this plan means for employers.
So I would say kind of the broad theme of the SECURE Act is essentially want to make it easier for working Americans to save for retirement. That's the core goal. To accomplish this, what the Act does is it makes it easier for companies to kind of set up and offer 401k plans, but also making it easier for them to administer a 401k plan. And in addition, they also created where there's some incentives for employees to participate.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and dive into the few points out of this law that, in your mind, or what you see as priorities for employers.
Sure. It allows long-term, part-time employees to participate more easily. You know, currently, with many 401k plans, you need to work one full year and have at least 1,000 hours of service in that year to be eligible for the 401k plan. This, of course, makes it very difficult, if not impossible, for part-time employees to ever become eligible. Now, however, if you worked 3 consecutive years of service with only 500 hours per year, you can become eligible. The other part it does is the Act also eliminates certain notice requirements for some type of 401k plans, notices that went straight into junk folders and few people actually ever read. And instead, it requires a lifetime income projection to be provided annually to every participant. It's intended to show how much income a month or a year an employee could expect when they retire.
This sounds like it more closely mirrors the annual Social Security statement that we all receive from the government. And I think you're right, this is probably going to catch, you know, an employee's eye a little quicker. Maybe they won't just hit the trash button on this one. But is this going to mean more work for employers to make these changes?
So one of the things we're looking at with this is the bulk of this reporting is really going to be provided by the service providers. So these are the companies like T. Rowe Price or Empower or ADP that actually provide the 401k plan platforms. They're the companies that are actually generating the statements for the employees, providing the website access. So the bulk of the work on that part is really going to fall under these companies. So overall, this shouldn't be too much extra work, if any, for employers and trustees and administrators of 401k plans.
And I noticed that there's some interesting timing on this entire law. It doesn't, you know, even though it was signed into law effective for January 1st, employers, employees, everybody has a little bit of time here.
It is. It is an interesting part of it. The SECURE Act went into effect on January 1st. That was less than 14 days after it was signed. So because of the narrow time frame, they inserted what's called a remedial amendment period clause, in which in essence essentially gives companies until 2022, 2 years from now, to make the necessary changes. So starting to prudently plan for this is of course necessary, but no need to hit the panic button yet.
And I noticed one other item in the new law that I think small businesses in particular might be interested in knowing more about, especially anytime we see the words tax credits, that's going to generate some interest for a small business, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I think the one interesting part of the Act is that it offers tax credits of up to $5,000 over a three-year period for a company that is starting a new 401k and who offer an automatic enrollment provision. An automatic enrollment is when you start a new job, you're automatically enrolled in the 401k and automatically have a portion of your salary, you know, 5 or 10% deposited each payroll into the 401k. You know, you can, of course, plan to opt out. But what's nice with this, it creates an inertia for participants and employees, which is really good. And then, of course, the tax credit is good for the company, as many small companies worry about the cost of setting up a plan. And this credit should fully cover that.
Roy, as always, great information. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.